AP News, I'm Jackie Quinn. The U.S. Centers for Disease Control is celebrating a new low in new COVID cases today. Director Rochelle Walensky.
17,724 new cases of COVID-19, the lowest daily case numbers since June 2020.
And she says the seven-day average for COVID deaths is below 546, the lowest numbers since the pandemic began in March of 2020. An inside source tells the Associated Press President Biden is urging Israel's leader to stop the assault on Gaza, and Biden faced protests today in the U.S.
At a Ford Electric Vehicle Center in Michigan, the president looked to make the case that his infrastructure plans will help steer the nation's future.
The future of the auto industry is electric.
By a scheduling quirk, he was in Dearborn, a city nearly half Arab American and a few miles away. A Mayor Zahair with a group called New Generation for Palestine says the president's a war criminal.
He is participating in and funding the murder of our families.
The White House is under intense pressure to intervene. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The top GOP leader in the House says that he's opposed to an independent commission to investigate January's deadly Capitol incursion. The top Senate Republican says he's putting the idea on pause. Today, the House passed a hate crimes bill aimed at ending violence toward Asian Americans, enhancing reporting and investigation. The FBI is revealing it's investigating the 2017 death of an Asian American teen in Colorado as a possible hate crime. 17-year-old Maggie Long was set on fire at her family's home outside of Denver. No arrest was ever made. Police in the San Francisco Bay Area are looking for one or more suspects in the fatal shooting attack on a party bus during the early morning hours. This is AP News. A North Carolina prosecutor says sheriff's deputies were justified in the fatal shooting of Andrew Brown.
District Attorney Andrew Womble says Brown's death was tragic and justified.
Because Mr. Brown's actions caused three deputies with the Pasquotank County Sheriff's Office to reasonably believe it was necessary to use deadly force to protect themselves and others.
Womble says Brown used his car as a deadly weapon to try to get away from deputies who were trying to take him into custody on drug-related warrants.
I am basing the decision on the facts, the evidence, and the law.
Womble says he would not release body cam video of the confrontation, but he played portions of the video during the news conference. I'm Ed Donahue.
The head of the House Transportation Committee seeking records from Boeing and the FAA about production problems with the Boeing 737 MAX and the 787 Dreamliner. I'm Jackie Quinn, AP News.